Hey friends, welcome back to the show. I hope you are having a great week so far. I am really excited to talk to you again today about decluttering. This is something that we love to talk about, and today I wanted to share some easy tips for quickly working on your decluttering on an ongoing basis in a quick way. So if you've got 15 minutes, I want to help you with three steps today of how to get more decluttering done every single week. Okay, let's go. Do you wish that you had a peaceful, clutter-free home, but you are buried under piles of toys and laundry? Do you wish you could create simple systems to get organized, but you just don't know where to start? Hey there, I'm Amy, wife and mom to four littles. For years, I thought that having an organized home meant Pinterest perfect and clean at all times. I tried every tip for cleaning and organizing, only to fall off track again and to feel like a failure. Finally, I came to realize that in order to become the organized mom I wanted to be, I had to start with organizing myself. So I developed a simple framework that focuses on organization as the whole picture. I am so excited to share it with you. So if you are ready for a peaceful, clutter-free, and easy-to-maintain home, then this is the podcast for you. Reach for your special snacks, brew some coffee, and go hide in the closet, because it is time for some me time, mama. Let's learn. All right, so as you just heard, you can hear my kiddos in the background. But you're a mom too, you know what it's like, so my apologies for any background noise. Also, thanks for hanging in with me last week with all of my recording difficulties I had recording on my phone. We have a little bit of a better setup going on this week, however, it is still not the normal way that I record, so you might have a little bit of echoing going on. My apologies for that, but thank you for sticking with me anyways. I appreciate it. Okay, friends, so what are we talking about today? I want to help you if you feel like the influx of stuff coming into your home is always higher than the rate of stuff going out again. This is a struggle we all have, especially when we have kids in the home. There can be a lot of papers and different things they bring home from school, or just the extra toys and the extra stuff associated with having a large, bustling household. So I want to help you have decluttering be a regular part of our weekly and monthly routines, because we can't just rely on doing this a couple times a year. It takes some practice, but I do have some tips for you today so that you can also make decluttering a regular part of your routine in just 15 to 30 minutes a week. And we have three simple steps to talk about today. Before we get going, I would like to invite you to come on over to the Facebook community to join us so that you can ask me your decluttering questions. I would love to hear from you about what it is in particular that you are struggling to declutter, and then brainstorm with you some ideas on how we can tackle that. To join the Facebook community, you go to the link in the show notes or head to bit.ly/MOMMIN3, and like I said, let's keep the decluttering conversation going in there so I can help you brainstorm some ideas. So I find when I clean up toys in the basement with my kids, I always end up finding an entire bag full of stuff afterwards. Garbage, toys that are broken, things that don't have a home, and there is just always a lot of stuff that ends up coming out of that project. However, I do like cleaning up with them in the basement because as I'm decluttering and grabbing things, I'm helping model to them what a habit of decluttering looks like, which I think is really good. And additionally, as I'm helping them with this cleaning up in their basement, I always have one specific thought in mind as I'm doing it. And this is what I'm communicating to them as well, is that if you find something that's broken or something that we aren't using anymore, something that we want to give to another kid or that is broken, put in the garbage, just helping them to understand that things have a home, and when they don't belong in the home, in their home in the basement, then maybe there is somewhere else that that item needs to go, whether that's decluttered or just finding a better home for it. However, as I watch my kids trying to do this with me, I've noticed that decluttering is harder for some kids than others, which is understandable. And I think that goes for us as adults as well. Sometimes decluttering just does not come easily for us. And sometimes it's something that makes us feel overwhelmed. And before we know it, we are spinning in circles, unsure of what to do and what we should be doing next. All right, so what are the three steps that I have for you today? Step number one, pick one type of clutter to focus on each week of the month. So that means you are going to be able to focus on 4 to 5 different types of clutter in a single month. That can make a huge difference overall. Some examples of these different types of clutter that you could focus on could be week number one, paper clutter. Week number two, toy clutter. Week number three, clutter in specific rooms of the house, going room by room, focusing on the kitchen, and then focusing on the bathroom. So just breaking it down room by room is another example of something you can focus on each week. Lastly, number four is you can also focus on digital clutter, because unfortunately we have a lot of digital clutter as well. That can look like going through your camera roll or going through your computer and deleting downloads and different things that you don't need anymore. Essentially, what we are trying to do in this first step is take the overwhelm out of this process. We want to not be spinning around like a kid that doesn't know what to clean up next. We want to attack this clutter with intention and focus and purpose. And we do that by breaking it down, getting rid of the overwhelm and the indecisiveness, and just deciding, just making a decision. Okay, this week I'm going to do this type of clutter, and the next week I'm going to do the next type of clutter. So it's just taking the overwhelm out of it for us so that there is less thinking and more doing. Okay, on to step number two. The next thing that we have to do that is very imperative is we have to accept that this is about progress over perfection. You do not have to perfectly make it through your entire house in this 15 minutes per week that I am giving you to do this. No, this is about finding as many things as you can in those 15 minutes each week that match the type of clutter that you already pre-decided that you were going to focus on in that week. You might come across some paper clutter when you're supposed to be focusing on toy clutter. If you want to grab it quick and throw it in the garbage, that's okay. But the point of it is that you are not going to let that paper clutter distract you from working on the toy clutter if that paper clutter requires you to think and to decide about, oh, what to do with this. Essentially, we are accepting that this is about just making steady progress, taking consistent action in 15 minutes a week towards having less clutter in our homes overall. So this is about progress, not perfection. And then step number three is that you are going to add it to your planner. In some way or another, you are going to have to keep track of this. Keeping track of it is going to keep you accountable to yourself to get this done. It is going to help you to keep track of what you have done and what you have not done. And it is always also going to help you to focus, to know exactly, this is what I'm focusing on this week. Did I get this task done or not? And then also seeing in your planner that this is only going to take 15 minutes, I would recommend writing that number down, 15 minutes, just to visually remind yourself that this is supposed to be quick and fast and simple. This is not supposed to be dragged out. It is not meant to be something that we procrastinate over. It is meant to be something that is quick and easy to get done, but we are intentionally planning to do this every single week. And that is one of the key steps in making sure it actually happens. Okay, so I want to recap the three steps quickly here for you. Step number one is you are going to pick one type of clutter to focus on each week. That could be 4 or 5 different types of clutter in any given month. Secondly, you are going to accept that this is about progress, not perfection. You only have 15 minutes to do this. You're not going to spend hours doing this accidentally. 15 minutes. This is about small, steady action towards having less clutter overall. This is going to help you to make sure that you are staying on task and focused on that one particular type of clutter that you are focusing on in that week. And then the last step and the most important step of it all is that you are writing it down in your planner or in your phone or however you are keeping track of your daily to-do list and schedule. I hope you have a good way of doing that because you need to. Is you are adding this to your planner. You are going to make sure you're spending just 15 minutes a week on tackling some of this clutter around your house. And this is going to help you to make sure it gets done. So I hope that that has been helpful for you. Like I said, I feel like clutter is something that we can all always be working on managing better. And if we take small, decisive action towards doing it in just 15 minutes a week, or with some of the other tips in my previous episodes that I talk about decluttering, we are all going to have less clutter in our homes overall, but without it feeling overwhelming and like a big chore of something that we have to get done. So let's keep the decluttering conversation going over in the Facebook community. I would love to answer your questions or give you some tips and ideas on what you should be doing with your particular clutter that you're struggling with. So come join us in the community to chat about that. But in the meantime, I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week, and I am looking forward to chatting with you again on Friday for a fun episode again. As promised, like I said, in the month of May, we are going to add some extra quick or fun special episodes in on Fridays and see what you think about that and if it has been helpful for you. So until Friday, my friend, I hope you have a great week, and I will chat with you very, very soon. Hey mama, thanks for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you mind sharing it with a mom friend that is also desiring a more peaceful and orderly home? Make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss a thing. Lastly, can you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review? It lights me up to read the ways that this show is helping you. Now it's time for me to get back to my never-ending pile of laundry, and I'm sure you have some too. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode. Bye for now.